Today's lesson is a reading from the book of Acts. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers, together the crowd numbered about 120 persons, and said, "Friends, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit through David foretold concerning Judas, who became a guide for those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us, and he was allotted his share in this ministry. So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us to his resurrection." So they proposed two: Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed and said, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles. The word of the Lord.
This is our final Sunday of our This Changes Everything series. And on this final week, we're realizing that we are being changed from bystanders to witnesses. Everything that we've talked about in these weeks, it all comes together in this. When we remembered that God provides for us, when we remembered the way that God heals us and finds us, when we remembered that God made us a part of this family, when we remembered that we were called to include others who had been excluded, in all these things, they come together at this point, that we might be changed from being a bystander to being a witness for the love of God. Now, I want us all to be on the same page for a moment, so I want us to think about what I mean when I say a bystander. When I'm talking about a bystander, I'm referring to the person who's sitting on the side watching something happen and never does anything about it. Right? These are the cars that turn and look at you as you're changing your flat tire on the side of the road, but don't stop to help you. They see the thing happen, but their life is not altered in any way because of it. They don't change their actions because of it. They just see it and move on. A witness, on the other hand, we've talked about before. We might remember that there are two things that we have to do to be a witness, right? We have to see it, and then we have to share it. This takes us all the way back to January. I know that's a long time ago for many of us, but we talked about this. We have to see the thing happen, and then we share this thing with others. Being a witness requires us to take action. And so you might say that the bystander is passive while the witness is an active position. You might say that the bystander is just seeing a thing while the witness is saying the thing. But I think it's most helpful for us this morning to think about the bystanders absorbing an event for themselves, while the witnesses absorb an event so that they can share it with others. And so as we think about this change from being a bystander to a witness, we remember this story about Matthias. This guy who we know very little about. In fact, we know more about the guy who was not chosen, Joseph, son of Barsabbas, who was called Justus. We know more about him than we do about this guy, Matthias. We can infer from Peter's story that he was apparently with the disciples and with Jesus from the time that Jesus was baptized by John all the way through the crucifixion and resurrection. He was there all along, but he's not been one of the starting lineup, if you will. He's kind of been on the fringes, always present, but not the one getting called to play. It kind of reminds me of when I was in seventh grade and I made the basketball team. And to say the least, I was not a particularly talented basketball player, but I made the team. And so I spent most of that season doing what I would call riding the bench and or being a bystander, right? I was, active. I supported the team. I cheered as much as I could. I was at practices. I went to all the games. But, I really was only going to get in if we had like a 30-point lead. And that's just the reality, which doesn't happen that often if you've ever seen a seventh grade basketball game. And so, most of the season I'm just aware, this is where I'm going to be. I'm going to be the bystander. The coach is going to call on someone else to playing the game. And this is kind of how I imagine Matthias. Matthias knowing he's not one of Jesus' inner circle, right? He's not the one Jesus called to go up the mountain with him when Jesus is transfigured. He's not the one that Jesus called on saying, you give them something to eat to this crowd of 5,000 people. Matthias has just kind of been on the fringes. He's traveling with the team. He's supporting the team. He's there all along, but he's just not the one getting the playing time. Until this moment in our story from Acts, when the 11 apostles realize they need to fill this slot that's left empty by Judas. They need to fill this slot, and so they're going to leave it up to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit calls Matthias' number. See, it reminds me of this time at the end of my seventh grade season where we came to our last game of the season. It was our crosstown rivalry, right? There are two middle schools that fed into the same high school, and so we were playing each other in this end-of-year game. It's a big deal, and it's the kind of game where if you're a bystander or a bench warmer like I was, you just know, I'm not getting in this game. But that's okay. I'm going to be here, and I'm going to cheer, and I'm going to have a good time, but you know, it's going to be really close. They've got a really good team. We've got a good team. Like, let's just be honest here. I'm not the one who's going to get in and make this play. You want your starters in this game, coach. I'll be right here supporting the team from afar. And so we get to the fourth quarter, there's about 2 minutes left, and the game is tied. And my coach, Mr. Sullivan, makes his way down the bench, kneels right in front of me and looks me square in the face and says, Bowser, he always called me by my last name because that's what coaches do, right? Bowser, Tim is tired, and I've got to save my timeouts. So you've got 20 seconds, make it count. Right? And so I go, and in some ways, this is what's happening to Matthias, right? He's getting this message all of a sudden that his number's getting called. The Holy Spirit is saying, Matthias, you're up. You've got 20 seconds. Make it count. It's an opportunity for us to realize that Matthias is being called out of this stance of being a bystander to say, come and be a witness. Come and be a part of this thing that is happening. You know, you can imagine, as a seventh grader, the pit that was in my stomach when I get this call to go in and play in this game. Imagine for Matthias, right, playing the basketball game in no way altered my life or the world forever and ever. Amen. Matthias was going to be entering into a role that would change his life forever, that would change the course of history. Imagine the pit that's in his stomach as he hears the Holy Spirit calling his name. As he hears the reminder, you are up. You're in. Come and be a witness with us. Peter even says this as he's talking to the rest of the apostles, says, we need someone else to be a witness to this resurrection. Because what the disciples who are now being called apostles, what they've realized is that they've all been walking along with Jesus. And while they're walking along and Jesus is just a great traveling teacher, it's really easy to just follow and watch the incredible things that Jesus is doing. It's easy even for us now to sit back and say, man, what an incredible story. Wow, I wish that I could have been there when Jesus healed that person. Isn't that miraculous that these things happened? And yet when Jesus dies and when Jesus is raised from the dead, the disciples suddenly realize we've got all these things that we've seen. We have to share them with someone. We cannot keep this to ourselves anymore. We have to share this incredible message of love and grace and acceptance and joy that has been poured out upon us. We have to give this to the world. And now Matthias is being called off the bench and asked to join their ranks, saying, you come, you be a witness with us. And this is the last we hear of Matthias. There's church traditions that have been passed down about where he went and what he did, but the book of Acts doesn't say anything else about him. He doesn't appear anywhere else in Scripture. He pops up for this story and then disappears. And so for the same reason, I'm not going to tell you how my basketball encounter ended. That's absolutely the reason, right? It's a strange thing that this character would pop up out of nowhere and we'd never hear him ever again. And I can't honestly tell you why we never hear about him again, but I can tell you this. From a storytelling perspective, not having an end to this story does something interesting to each of us. It allows us, as those who hear the story this morning, to insert ourselves into Matthias's role. It allows us to remember that we are the ones being called. We are the ones called off the bench to whom the Holy Spirit is saying, "You're up, you've got 20 seconds, make it count." We're the ones now who are being called to move from being bystanders to witnesses. And the end of the story is up to us. See, Matthias' story is left open. My encounter is left open because it's up to our lives to figure out where this is going to go. To listen to that call, to wait for that voice, and to move in the way that we know God is stirring us. And so we have to ask ourselves then, how do we become this witness? You know, we know we have to see something and we have to share something, so how do we do that? Well, we look for those places where God's gracious love is being revealed to us. And just like we talked about with the kids, sometimes it's really easy to see that in the big, incredible things that God is doing. When someone walks away from a horrific car accident, we can see God's grace. When someone is healed of an illness that they were told they would never be cured from, we can see God's grace. When someone begins a road to recovery, you know, battling an addiction, we see God's grace in those places. But then we forget that God's grace is also in the little things. In the moments we get to eat together as a family. In the mornings we get to come to worship after being away for a long period of time. In the first night the infant sleeps through the night and two parents get a full night's rest. In the laughter and joy of a child, in the conversation with a friend that just brings a smile to your face. In these places, God's grace is revealed to us. And we are called to bear witness, to speak the truth that we see God in this place. Do not be afraid to say to your friend that puts a smile on your face, "I felt God in this conversation. I felt God's presence through your actions." Not because we have to convert someone to our way of thinking or we have to convince them that our beliefs are better than their beliefs. Not because we have to save another soul in order to save our own, but because we have been changed. We have been changed by the incredible graciousness of God's love for us. This story of the resurrection that we've been hearing, you know, it changed everything. It changed us so much that we cannot help but share the story with others. We cannot help but point to those places where we see God's work. You know, I didn't get off the bench and run into the game because I thought that I had to prove something to my coach. I got up and ran into the game because in that moment, my coach showed me that he already trusted me. He already had given me everything that I needed. And now it was up to me. And in the same way, Matthias knows that the disciples have already put their trust in him. The Holy Spirit has already been at work in his life. And now he's getting called up. It's his turn to play. So too for each of us gathered here. You already have everything that you need to be a witness to the love and mercy of God. So you've got 20 seconds, hopefully a lot longer than that. Make it count. God loves each of you, and I do too.